Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, a politician in South Korea blames women for more men than ever ending themselves. Counselor Kim made this assessment after talking to survivors that attempted to end themselves jumping off of bridges. Will women change their behavior so that men stop doing this? Of course they won't. They'll just play the victim and double their efforts. It's called being a cry bully. They will either do that or celebrate this news. Up next, Greta deleted a tweet from 2018 claiming that climate change will wipe out all of humanity by 2023. Climate change is real, but when a lot of people blow it out of proportion, a lot of people stop believing in it altogether. She'll probably just change the prediction to 2029 now. I like this version of Greta better. Correction, this version. I don't want to stare into those naive eyes while giving her the hot beef injection. Number three, Canada's experiencing more cultural enrichment. This man was arrested for groping 12 people, some under the age of 16 at a Canadian water park. And I bet he was immediately released on bail as well, and they probably refunded his admission ticket to the park too. That would be fair. It makes me wonder if either a deportation or castration is needed in this case. But I say don't deport or punish, because he was probably shocked to learn that this sort of behavior was not allowed in Canada. Moving on, my, how Melanie went from being grief-stricken over 35, single and childless, to then saying that the most undervalued women in America are childless aunts. It's all about rebranding, and copium as one hell of a drug. I'm sure since then she's probably even changed her pronouns because she's on the decline. I hope her therapist has gotten her prescription locked in and she has a good cat sitter when she goes on vacation. Number five, here's the difference between capitalism and socialism. Everyone gets something, but they aren't equal under capitalism. In socialism, the dictator gets everything and his subjects are all equally poor. Equality achieved for thee, but not for me, if you're the leader. In Cuba, the wealthiest person there is still Fidel Castro, and he's been dead for 8 years now. Capitalism isn't perfect, but it's the best system we have so far. Up next, Dari says that she needs a husband. Translation, I need a sucker to use. Not only that, but the sucker she's looking for has to be a Chad that's 6 feet tall, makes six figures, with a nice car and house. She's probably already passed on dozens of decent men that would have wifed her up. She's advertising for a man with options, but a man like that will never wife her up. And if he did get together with her, he would never give her half his stuff. Number seven, this trans double murderer is dragged kicking and screaming back to the men's prison after smashing a female inmate in the women's prison. Looks like this individual gave a little too much to the women, so I hope that he can take in the men's prison what he dishes out in the women's. Looks like Drop the Soap Tyrone is really going to enjoy this one, and she will be treated like a real lady. Moving on, a few years ago, Michaela Peterson went and met up with Andrew Tate, and they discussed business. But what kind of business exactly? As we can clearly see his hand around her derriere. When this picture was taken, her husband was watching their daughter, and her father was getting treated for drug addiction. I also hope his hand was washed really well after they finished discussing their business. I think the Tate brothers ran their own version of The Handmaid's Tale through her. Number nine, this guy's wondering if he's wrong because his girlfriend was making fun of the fact that he grew up wealthy. Of course not. If she's insecure enough to attack you from coming from a wealthier family and destroy your spirit, then you have every right to do so. She was probably envious of his upbringing, and if you envy someone, the only way to feel better about yourself is by destroying them. Bro dodged a lethal bullet. If she came from a wealthy background, she would belittle him and feel as though he was beneath her. Up next, I don't advocate for marriage of any kind, but this is what it's like when you leave your white wife for a Latina. She's 40% thicker and cleans two times better. That doesn't say much considering that most women don't even clean these days. Plus, you know the Latina is going to get into fiery arguments with you, and you won't have a moment of peace. Number 11, never forget what they took from us. In 10,000 BC, an illiterate quarry worker was able to afford this house and car with a stay-at-home wife and daughter. Not to mention that he could afford to have a pet named Dino while wolfing down as many Brontosaurus burgers as he wanted. Today he'd be living in the streets of San Francisco begging for money after he hit rock bottom. Literally. Moving on, imagine if your daughter brings this guy home. I would bring out a giant magnet, and if that didn't work, then maybe some holy water. I could always take him out back and show him the really nice hole that I dug. But seriously, the guy looks like he's got buckshot all over his face and he's starting to grow some horns. I'd also ask him if he's ever watched Hellraiser, which I'm sure he's way too young for. Number 13, who are we choosing? The woman on the left has her own car, a house, job, and no kids. But the woman on the right has three kids, with three different baby daddies and is homeless. Neither of them, if you know your worth, King. Because you just know that choosing is losing. Just walk away and enjoy your peace, and it'll be an end to the horror. There's potential with the woman on the left, though, but you gotta get her into shape, and if you did, she'd just leave you for Tyrone. Up next, this woman owes tax for her Lonely Fools account, and she says it feels like a punishment. I guess the Republican Party is about to have a new member. I don't owe any taxes on my Lonely Fools account, mostly because no one wants to pay to see me with my clothes off. Next thing you know, feminists will demand to abolish income tax to save those hardworking OF queens. Number 15 is an article before the days of woke, but it's still a good one. It says that 40% of domestic violence victims are males, but that report is ignored by both the police and the media. I wouldn't be surprised if that number is closer to 50 or 60%, because many men would feel ashamed if people found out that their wife beat them, so they keep quiet. Men are supposed to suck it up, buttercup, and become women's emotional and physical punching bags. Moving on, 10 years ago, this photo was taken at a subway station where the fare box was broken in Toronto. I wonder what would happen today. My guess is that the Jeets would take all that money because we no longer live in a high-trust society. The past in the city of Toronto was a foreign country now. You're living in a different one today. This year, they banned cars in Hyde Park, Toronto's version of Central Park. The roads and parking spots are all empty. I think this is done so it could only be allowed for locals and to deter migrants to live further away from going there. Number 17, here's the look on married women's faces when they find out that their husband is cheating after she hadn't put out in 3 years. She created a dead bedroom situation and thought her husband would stay with her forever, no matter what. And the real reason she's shocked is because he was able to find another woman. Now that he's cheating, she's probably going to want to sleep with him again. But seriously, 3 years. Why did it take him so long to cheat? Up next, this woman born with two vaginas keeps one just for her husband. How considerate of her. But what is she supposed to do with the other one? Is she keeping it for the streets? I can just hear her justifying her cheating on him, saying, "It's no big deal, honey. They were just penetrating the other one." She could technically be with four guys at the same time. Detailed evidence, or the claim of having two vaginas, is invalid. Number 19, women don't like violence, but it also excites them. They don't like arrogance, but they're attracted to arrogant men. Women don't like you having other options, but respect you if you do. Women are a walking, talking contradiction. The moral of the story is always ignore what they say and watch what they do instead. Remember that women just want to have fun, but can't stand it when you do. Moving on, is this supposed to make a man feel better after his foot was blown off, as this trans woman in the Ukraine comforts him? I like how his shirt says, "Wrong step," as it looks like he lost that foot on a landmine. We all know that the stump on her lap isn't really the stump that she really wants. Then again, maybe this is the Misery remake for 2024, for modern audiences. These two remind me of the quartering in Sidney Watson for some reason. Number 21, remember everyone that prices aren't rising. It's just that the dollar is losing value. This is a concept that 99% of the global population doesn't understand. If they did, they would overthrow the governments tomorrow. The people that do understand it profit from the inflation by buying the right assets, which is what I've been doing. It's the poor and the middle class that are being hit the hardest by this because they keep cash instead of assets. Up next, this woman who had sex with 300 people in a year says it's not fair that she gets judged. Translation, village bicycle complains about being used by the entire village and then demands the respect that a private bicycle gets, which has much lower mileage. 300 in a year, you say? Is she a human or a hotel room? Lady, if you're going to take all that meat, then you're going to have to pay the butcher. But she looks like a nice person. How can I meet her for research purposes? Number 23, speaking of used private parts, how deep is the average woman's pee sleeve? deep enough for the man to lose his house, his car, his dog, and half his assets and savings. And let's not forget to mention the kids and his sanity as well. Pulling all of that in there means it's more like a cave than a cooch. Is there a T-Rex and the remains of Jimmy Hoffa in there as well? Moving on, Sharon Stone recreates the notorious scene from Basic Instinct. She looks like she's as old as the Stone Age. Isn't it sad that after all this time, she's only famous for flashing her growler in a movie? And remember guys, if you aren't attracted to the new older hotter version of her, then you're a predatory pedo. But all I see is some fresh bullying material to be used against her grandsons. Number 25 and the last one, vaccinated women are now considering lying about their vax status, as more men see them as an infertility risk. 95% of women got it here in Canada over the age of 18. That leaves very few purebloods left. But I think this is a fake story and the people are fantasizing about the outcome. The most important thing is that if a woman is willing to lie about her vax status to get a Chad, then what else is she willing to lie about? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.